This is Akashvani, the new Sherpai Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday dedicated to the nation three Param Rudra supercomputers in Pune through video conferencing to facilitate pioneering scientific research. The three supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees have been developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission and deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata. Mr. Modi also inaugurated a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "This launch reflects that 21st century India is advancing by prioritizing science, technology and research." Prime Minister Modi added that there is no sector that is not directly dependent on technology and computing capabilities. He said they are the biggest foundation of India's success in Industry 4.0. Mr. Modi said this achievement proves that the country is moving in the right direction at the right pace. The Prime Minister said that India is developing its own semiconductor ecosystem, which will be a crucial part of the global supply chain. The Prime Minister said that the country's dream is to become self-reliant in the field of technology through scientific research. Mr. Modi asserted that India is committed to empowering the world and humankind with the help of technology and initiatives like Digital India, Startup India and ambitious projects like Gaganyaan have been launched for this purpose. The Reserve Bank of India has announced that in consultation with the Government of India, the limit for ways and means advances for the second half of the 2024-25 financial year will be 50,000 crore rupees, effective from October 2024 to March 2025. The RBI may initiate new market loans once the government has utilized 75% of this WMA limit. The Apex Bank, in consultation with the government, retains the flexibility to revise the limit at any time based on prevailing circumstances. The interest rate for WMA will be set at the repo rate, while the rate for overdraft will be 2% above the repo rate. Ahead of the assembly elections in Jharkhand, the Hemant Soren government has waived off agricultural loans worth 400 crore 66 lakh rupees for 176,977 farmers, transferring the amount through direct benefit transfer. On this occasion, Chief Minister Hemant Soren said that farmers are facing multiple challenges and agricultural activities are being affected by poverty. As a result, the government decided to waive agricultural loans of up to 2 lakh rupees. He noted that 80% of Jharkhand's population lives in rural areas and relies on farming for their livelihood. Despite being rich in minerals and forest resources, Jharkhand remains a backward state, he added. Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that India has become the world's third largest producer and consumer of ethanol. While inaugurating the two-day India Sugar and Bioenergy Conference in New Delhi yesterday, the minister emphasized that the government is committed to a robust, sustainable sugar industry that is not only an economic pillar but also a driving force in India's renewable energy landscape. Speaking on sugar production in the country, the minister said that in the last decade, sugarcane cultivation increased by about 18%, while the sugarcane production has increased by 40%. He added that through minimum support price, the dues of farmers has become a thing of the past, and stressed on the vital role of the farmers in the countries in India's renewable energy landscape, from being the annadatas to becoming urjadattas. Mr. Joshi added that the government has launched National Green Hydrogen Mission last year with an outlay of 19,744 crore rupees to make India a global hub for production, usage and export of green hydrogen. The government has blocked sites on the internet that are exposing the Aadhaar and PAN details of the citizens. The Indian cricket team will take on Bangladesh in the second and final test, aiming to clean sweep the two-match series starting today at the Green Park Stadium in Kanpur. French President Emmanuel Macron has voiced strong support for India's inclusion as a permanent member of a reformed United Nations Security Council. And that is the end of this news bulletin.